So right now, there are no long-term studies on the side effects of the legitimate oxytocin sprays that are used in hormone research. Most studies give people one dose only. Pitocin, which is a synthetic version of oxytocin, given intravenously to stimulate labor, has side effects that include nausea and vomiting and stomach pain. I don't know, what do you think about the idea of us just kind of practicing? Now, stay with me now. Stay with me. I know this may sound strange, but follow with me now. What if we were to practice allowing the release of oxytocin naturally rather than the sprays? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the sprays, but I'm just saying, just moving away from discussion of the sprays and just looking at the fact that oxytocin is naturally in the body, naturally released. What if we were to just practice allowing, not forcing, but allowing the free flow of oxytocin? Yeah, just allow it. Now, this is why I say that. I'm just thinking that we can interfere with the flow of oxytocin. I'm not saying we can stop it, but I think we can interfere with it. You think about the way it's designed to work. You know, one of the purposes for having the oxytocin release is so that we can bond with each other. Now, if we are already just naturally loving each other, the husband and wife are just naturally loving each other. They genuinely love each other. They truly respect each other. They cherish each other. They enjoy each other's presence. I'm not saying 100% of the time, but most of the time, their relationship is an enjoyable, pleasant one. When things begin to go in the wrong direction, they quickly correct it, get the relationship back on course, and they love each other. They respect each other. They enjoy each other. I can see how it could be pretty easy for them to just go with the flow when oxytocin is released and starts flowing, when they're giving each other smacks on the cheek, they're hugging each other. I could see that bond just growing stronger, 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 bringing them closer and closer together. But now, on the other hand, if a couple is not in a good relationship with each other, if they're at odds with each other, I can see them having a whole different thought process so that if they do give each other a smack and either one of them means it or the other one feels so put off by the other spouse that they just go through the motions. They're not kissing for the purpose of bonding. They're not kissing for the purpose of being affectionate. They're just going through the motions because they feel obligated. Or they just want to patronize. I can see them having a whole different thought process that could run interference with the purpose of the oxytocin flow. I'm not saying the oxytocin won't flow. I think it would still flow. I think that's probably automatic when there's something there to release it, to stimulate its release. I think that when that relationship is messed up, it could be as extreme as not even affecting, stimulating a flow of oxytocin. Or if the oxytocin does begin to flow, their thought process can prevent it from following its normal course that leads to increased bonding. And we know that that's probably the case because think about people who live together, been living together for a while, and they can maybe give each other a smack, whatever, and they are no closer than they were before the smack. It just makes no difference. No difference, not a nine, none. What if we were to practice really, really loving each other, truly loving each other, husbands and wives, truly loving each other, cherishing each other, respecting each other, honoring each other, and deliberately doing what we can to make our relationship more and more beautiful? What if we were to even deliberately talk about, sit down and talk about turning a negative relationship around so that we could begin to make it positive? And then find ourselves, you know, over time, don't force the kisses, don't force the smacks, don't force the hugs. if one person is ready, and talk about this, take all the guesswork out of it. Is it okay if we both hug if one of us is in the mood for hugging? Is it okay if we both smack if one of us is in the mood for smacking? Start where you are. And then go ahead and start taking the baby steps, the toddler steps, the preteen steps, moving into the adult steps, where you're working together to make your marriage beautiful. Even if it's been ugly, making it beautiful. That can be done, I promise you. That can be done. That marriage could have been an ugly marriage for 15 years. It can still be made beautiful. It won't become beautiful on its own, because as I've told you all, situations don't create themselves. People create situations. You can forgive each other. You can change your attitudes. You can become a good spouse if you choose to. And so what if you were to work on making those changes? Allowing yourselves to begin to go ahead and just experience some intimacy with each other. Of course, that means completely blocking out all illicit intimacy with other people. Your focus is your spouse. And so you begin to practice for a while being intimate with each other. And it may be practice because you may not have been intimate with each other for a long time. You may have to do it on purpose, consciously, by deliberation at first. Okay, start there. Start where you are. A hug here, a smack there, and let it grow. Let the passion grow. You notice I said let it grow. Allow it to grow. Don't prevent it from growing, but don't try to force it to grow either. Just allow it to. And see if you begin to experience more and more affection, passion for each other over time. And see if you get to the point where over time you begin to experience what you've heard me talking about off and on for over a year now. This oxytocin flow, this flow of oxytocin. You begin to think, wow, that does feel pretty good. I like that experience. This is pretty nice. And you may or may not want to ask your spouse if they're experiencing it at the same time, at least not right away. But you can get some cues from each other as to how you begin to embrace each other, how passionate the kisses tend to be. And then over time, you can feel pretty safe in asking the question, hey, do you feel that oxytocin release? Are you flowing with that? Yeah, let's flow together. I'm liking this. I tell you what, it can happen too, ladies and gentlemen. It can sure enough happen. I encourage you, try it. The marriage can be turned around. Many can be. I know some cannot. Some will not be. I accept that. But I also accept that some can be. There can be so much emotional gain from that, so much mental benefit from it. As you look back on how terrible things once were and how beautiful things are now and how much more beautiful they can become and will become if you all just stay the course. Stay the course. It can be a win for your children too, including your adult children. Can you just see how going through that process can be having great things happen for you while also letting some of life's best moments come through you